Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, February the 10th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How are you over there on the other side of the desk?
I'm good. How are you all the way over there on the other side of the desk?
I have exciting news. There's so many exciting news things happening this week. Congratulations to Daniel Alter. Daniel Alter is going to be the first openly gay man to be nominated, or he just was, the first openly gay man to be nominated for a federal judge post in U.S. history. Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, recommended him to serve as a judge in the Southern District of Federal Court. The Human Rights Campaign applauded the nomination. They said, quote, Daniel Alter is eminently qualified for a position on the federal bench. America is taking a step forward toward equality by evaluating an individual based on his accomplishments and without regard to his sexual orientation. We commend Senator Schumer for his historic recommendation and look forward to the president's nomination. So the interesting thing about this is that it comes on the heels of the big controversy out in California about the sexual orientation or the suspected sexual orientation of Judge Vaughn Walker. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about
this. So this is the gentleman judge who is presiding over the Proposition 8 case in California.
And someone's saying he's biased, but I didn't catch why exactly.
Because the reports say that he's gay.
Oh. So then he's biased against us?
Apparently, he's... Well, they're not sure. Some groups are saying, well, he should recuse himself. So here are all the different options.
Well, shouldn't all the straight people recuse themselves too?
No, because they're not as biased as the gays.
Oh,
that's the whole theory behind this. So this was the poll this week. Do you, Becca, it always amazes me that it has your name right in the poll.
I know. It is incredible. They know.
Do you, Becca, think that Proposition 8 trial judge Vaughn Walker should recuse himself because he is gay? There are five choices. Five.
Okay.
Listen for all of them. No. Walker was appointed by George Bush. He's a conservative. No. No judges without an identity of some kind, but they are chosen to be objective. So this is no, he should not recuse himself. Yes, the National Organization of Marriage is already causing trouble, so any decision he makes is tainted. Yes, he is gay, so he will rule for gay marriage. Or, I don't know. What makes a person non-biased? Being heterosexual? Wait, that's another bias.
I like the last one.
I thought you would.
I love that last one.
But no, only 13% said that. 82% said no, he should not recuse himself. No judge is without an identity of some kind, but they are chosen to be
objective.
That's
just another version of the last one, but kind of nicer.
Okay, well, more people went with the nicer one, Becca. You didn't go with the nice
one. I'm not feeling nice today, Ken.
Oh, boy.
That's how I am.
We'll be getting into that. All right, we are going to play some music from tonight's guest, Josh Zuckerman. Enjoy.
the president that brings to our country that will sing every mountainside let free ring. I cannot wait for the day that we see all the people living together in perfect harmony. Black, white, doesn't matter, gay, straight, thin or fat, when love is the answer, got no more fears, got love, rich, poor, nothing to you, tall, short, see right through you. When you live in fear, brings me to tears, get love. Black, white, doesn't matter, gay, straight, thin or fat, when love is the answer, got no more fears, got love, rich, poor, nothing to you, tall, short, see right through.
That is the title track, Got Love, off of Josh Zuckerman's last CD, Got Love.
Yeah.
Thus the title track.
And that is making it to my gym mix.
Is it?
It is.
What else is on your gym
mix?
I'm
making it official.
I feel like you know what's on mine. What's on yours? Give me three songs about the gym.
Mine is so similar to yours because I asked you for all the recommendations, remember?
What's on there?
A lot of Lady Gaga right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on.
I know, it's so boring.
Despite facing a projected $113 million two-year deficit, San Francisco School Board has unanimously agreed to fund a $120,000 support program for LGBT and questioning youth issues. The San Francisco Chronicle notes that the measure requires district staff to seek outside funding to cover the costs, although it guarantees minimum services regardless. A district survey that they did indicated that about 13% of middle school students and 11% of high school students in the city identified as gay. Despite the perception of San Francisco as a gay-friendly city, LGBT students were still far more likely to be intimidated or unmotivated to go to school. Ooh. So they are starting all these new measures in order to protect and educate folks on LGBTQ youth issues. So that's one youth story. And then the other youth story, we always come across students, gay students, who are in need of some financial assistance. And so I always say you need to apply for every opportunity that there could possibly be to get you financial assistance. And one of the best ones that's out there is the Point Foundation. So the Point Foundation is the country's largest scholarship and mentoring organization for LGBT college students. And they are accepting applications for their 2010-2011 academic year. But, listeners, you need to act fast. The deadline is this coming Friday.
Act now.
Act now, February 12th. The average Point scholar receives between $25,000 and $33,000 in financial support. The group has given away over $4.5 million since it was established in 2001. And many of the Point scholars have been cut off financially from their biological families. You, listeners, you should go too, Becca.
Ooh.
To pay for school.
Maybe I will.
You should.
But I'm
go.
Probably too old.
No. There
no,
is
no, no.
no age limit on this.
Well, that's good to
People
know.
People have gotten support for their PhDs. They've gotten support for all levels of education, age irregardless. So you should go on over, Becca and listeners, to pointfoundation.org.
Man, how did they know to put my name in there?
I know. It's in all the stories. Point. It might as well be BeccaPointFoundation.org.
But it's not.
It's not. You should go to pointfoundation.org. So whether you are finishing a degree, getting a PhD, perhaps getting a nursing degree.
Going
anybody
to school
getting
for the first
a nursing
time, high school
degree.
Students, it is that time.
Hey.
I'm waiting for your applications.
When you want to go on the interweb and you want to search for something, what search engine do you use?
Are we supposed to be like listing names?
Tell me which search engine
I use. Google.
You know why that's good?
Why is that good?
Because one of the websites, afterelton.com, found that Google is the most gay-friendly search engine.
Sure.
How
I type
cool
in like grocery store and it comes up with, this show is so gay. And I type in like movie location. And it's like, this show is so gay. It's totally
friendly.
I type in
purple unicorn and I get that group out in
this. Oh, yeah. Those guys were almost us, but not quite.
But if you go over to yahoo.com and you type in gay, you're given suggestions that have absolutely nothing to do with gay interest content, including Rebecca Gayheart. If you go over to Bing, which I've never even been to Bing, but apparently that's a search engine as well.
It is. It's the Microsoft search engine.
I had no idea.
My friend who picked up and moved to Australia because he didn't like his job?
He works for Bing.
He was working for Bing.
Oh, he didn't like working for Bing.
Well, I'm sure he liked it, but...
Well, if you type in gay
into
Bing...
I'm sure he'd want his job back.
I'm kidding. So if you type gay into Bing, you get more suggestions, but none of them touch on actual gay subject matter. Right. But if you go to Google and you type in gay, you get things like gay marriage, gay issues, gay candidates. So they found that Google is the most gay-friendly search engine.
Go Google.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Tonight's show, coincidentally, it has nothing to do with that story, is sponsored by Google. I wish.
Oh, we should call them and be like, hey, we plugged your... No, they don't care. They don't need us.
Are you kidding? I think that they perhaps need us. That might be the last link. Hey, so my mom...
And now all the Google AdSense ads are going to show up on our page.
That would be awesome. My mom wants to do the AIDS ride.
Go, Mom.
How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
She would ride. She would be a roadie with me, but we were talking about it the other day, and so I want to find her some position. But I went on the website, and it looks like all the roadie positions, the ones that she could do, are kind of taken. And the ones that aren't taken would require that she wear a costume, and she doesn't do that.
She doesn't do that, huh?
That wouldn't really work for her.
Back to food service with you, buddy.
No, I'm not doing food service. I'm doing gear intent. Let me tell you, in 7 days... I raised $770. One might say $779 within the next hour,
hey,
Becca.
I owe you money. You could have counted me last week.
So $770. I'm really trying to do this. 500 people give me $9. So if people could stroll on over, I actually don't know the link off the top of my head, but it's off of our homepage, thisshowissogay.com.
Awesome.
And you can click on Ken's 9x500. Seriously. If you're listening to this, I am not asking for $20. I'm not asking for $50.
Though if you have it...
No. I don't even want it.
WVEW will take it.
Oh, yes. You should give it to them. But I, of whatever fund you are giving to WVEW...
Because my mic stand is still melting.
of whatever money you're giving to WVEW, if you could reserve $9 of that and give it to me...
That's fair, I think.
At thisshowissogay.com, and it's right off of the homepage. And give me $9. So that's very exciting. I was really happy. I hope I haven't peaked. I'm at 17% of my goal in one
week.
That's
good.
And I have like 10 weeks left to go.
Oh, you can do it.
I can do it. If I get to $5,000, I get a really cool jersey that I'll never wear. But if you're thinking, I can't give $9, but I want to do the ride, I think that's fine.
Will so you your go mom to wear that?
The jersey?
Yeah.
Doubt it. AIDSLifeCycle.org if you want to do the San Francisco to LA AIDS ride. All right, how about some more music from tonight's guest?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, this is a song called Small Percentile. Enjoy.
People who don't find love may feel a tragedy. They say it is better to love than to never have loved at all. If there is someone out there for everybody, then where is the person who's looking? Cause I might be looking away. I love myself while I can't find Jack, and the people out there all know it's a fact. I'm in the small percentile. People that understand me. Look within yourself enough for the reason, so that finding the love outside of yourself is okay. I know what that's like, and I've been there despite of the feeling I'm hoping to receive, so now I believe I will stay. Love myself. myself, but I can't find Jack. And the people out there all know it's a fact. I'm in the small percentage. People that understand me, myself, and I don't know why. Why the people out there continue to lie. I'm in the small percentage. People that understand. Let me show how love can grow and turn your life into a pot of gold. In moments where you can dance like nobody is watching. Make a goal to save your soul from the ones that are no good. So you can, yes you can, feel that kundalini deep inside. To help other people while helping myself is okay. Everyone wants to be loved, so surrender the feeling. Tall, dark, and breathing, will someone please lead me the way? Till then, I love myself while I can't find Jack. And the people out there all know it's a fact. I'm in the small percentile. Understand me, myself, and I don't know why the people out there continue to lie. I'm in the small percentile. People that understand. People that understand.
Good stuff, good stuff. You ready to welcome a guest?
I'm ready.
And away we go. Raised in St. Louis, Missouri, Josh Zuckerman's interest in music drifted from his childhood violin to the wonderful world of rock and roll. He did what all great artists do at some point in their career, including Becca, including myself, as he relocated to New Jersey, where he composed his melodies and his lyrics. He has released 2 CDs to great reviews, and his latest CD, Got Love, is a pretty darn good Valentine's Day gift. His songs have been nominated for Out Music Awards, for Outstanding Songwriter of the Year, and for Outstanding Debut Male. His song Out From Under was the number one most requested song on Sirius OutQ for 4 weeks in a row.
Hey.
All this good stuff. He's performed alongside such notables as Macy Gray, the Indigo Girls, Sophie B. Hawkins, Joan Jett, and what I can only imagine is a crowning career achievement. He's here on this show tonight. Josh Zuckerman, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm great.
What's the good word in your life these days?
I have been stranded in my home here in New Jersey. We've been, for those of you that know what's going on.
Yeah, we've been laughing our way all the way to to work.
It's crazy. I haven't seen this much snow since I was a kid. It's amazing. But I've been basically stranded here for like 2 days. But I've been enjoying it. I just moved anyway, and I love my new home, and I have my beautiful cats, and just been enjoying this time.
Awesome.
The alone time, I guess.
We got tons to talk about. Are you ready?
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, a lot of the stories this week with the return of American Idol are still all about Adam Lambert. And all the stories, Josh, say that the word that keeps coming up over and over is how courageous Adam Lambert is to disclose his sexual orientation in the music business. How courageous is it to disclose your sexual orientation in the music business, Josh Zuckerman?
I find it that it's really just all about being yourself, and I just feel like it's so much more accepted nowadays than it was. So I'm happy to know that he's out there, but I find that Adam Lambert is probably the same, thinking the same way I do. It's no big deal. I mean, it's just, you are who you are. It's almost a surprise to even nowadays find anyone that would have even an issue with it, Luckily, I mean, I've traveled all across the country, and I've luckily had no problems. So
There was actually this really great interview this week, and I feel terrible that I didn't give credit to wherever the interview took place, but it was between some sort of online news magazine and Sandra Bernhard. And they were asking her questions just about Lady Gaga and saying that certain parts of the music industry no longer seem to delegate certain artists as LGBT specific. And this is what they said in the interview. The divorce between LGBT music and straight music is quickly dissolving. And they asked her, why does she think that is? And she talked about how this is what Sandra said. I like I'm on a first name basis with her. Yeah. Sandra said, quote, I think the most cutting edge music has always come out of gay friendly artists or gay artists. I think that people want to be enlightened and to be a part of what they perceive as the hipness factor. Is there a hipness factor to being a gay artist?
You know, it's funny you say that. I think there is a tinge of that. I mean, as far as I think nowadays, you know, with like Lil and Grace coming out, you know, at that time. And I just feel like so many women, so many straight women have their gay friends. You know, straight girl has their gay best friend. And so I feel like, you know, nowadays, like even straight women are hanging out with gay men so much now that you know, and you figure all the straight women have no problem with it. So the straight women are all buying, you know, gay music because they love, you know, their gay friends and stuff, and they're out there supporting it. And then you have your gay artists out there, of course, that are hopefully supporting each other.
Right.
So really, I mean, the only thing that's left is the homophobic straight men out there.
Hey, right. What about the gay women?
And the gay women, of course, the gay women. Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, of course, you can't forget about them.
Now, you have an amazingly supportive gay following, do you not?
I do. And luckily, you know, I have not had a problem with it. I mean, as far as even there are straight people that like my music, and I think it might be because my music is really, it's not gender specific.
You know, right.
It's really just about being a human, and those of us that can relate to that is really just hopefully people that can relate to my music. So I've been lucky when it comes to that.
But yeah, some, I will great. Say, and we were playing some songs earlier, we were playing Got Love, and Got Love puts yourself out there. I mean, not just you as an artist, but it really puts some of these issues out front, out in the front right there, saying, you know, this is what I believe to be true. Have you ever received any negative responses to some of the lyrics in your songs?
No, I mean, the only thing for me is, like, with Got Love is that a couple people have thought it was a little bit preachy. But, you know, as far as my music, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to preach to anyone about it or not. It's just, it's like I have a message that I want to come across out there, and I want to put it out there, and I do, you know. So it's really just about that.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I really haven't. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't really had any problems as far as that goes.
Now, who's your dream act? Who do you want to play with? What's your just ultimate dream sharing the stage with?
Oh, God, I would definitely have to say Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Joan Jett is the reason I picked up the guitar.
Really?
Yeah. I was a classical violin geek when I was younger, and then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts had the I Love Rock and Roll song, and I just will never forget that song and that time when I decided to pick up my guitar and I wanted to be a rock star, and that's basically she was my girl Elvis, you know.
Look at that.
And then, I mean, it's funny because I mean my music sounds nothing like hers, but I just find that she's so sexy and she's a performer, you know. I mean, it's not like she just stands there, you know. She really interacts with the audience and just she loves to interact with them, and I love doing the same thing when I perform. So
there you go.
How cute is that?
Now, as someone who has an album called Got Love, what are the big Valentine's Day plans for Josh Zuckerman?
Well, that's just mean.
No, this
is
good. He's going to inspire the
person question. Ken Schneck.
He's going to inspire the masses. I already gave the album a shout out as being the perfect Valentine's Day gift. What more can I do, folks?
It is, and my latest single, I Thought You Loved Me, is released right now, and my video is out on Logo, and it's called, I Thought You Loved Me, which is perfect for Valentine's Day as well. But yeah, no, for Valentine's Day, I'm actually going to be spending it Twisted Life. You know, if you know them, they put on a whole bunch of gay events.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, well, they're putting together a gay event for the ski weekend up in the Poconos, and so I'm actually going with a whole bunch of friends.
How fun!
Yeah,
so I'm off this weekend, and I'm not performing, so it's just going to be me with my friends, and we're going to be skiing, snowboarding, and having fun.
That's fantastic. Now, we don't get to talk about this much. Is there just, obviously, you know, Becca and I have been to straight bars, we've been to gay bars, right, Becca? I'm looking
all
over
the
at you.
Time. All the time.
Well, not really,
no.
But is there just
but yes,
such, is there such a different vibe for you playing in more of kind of a traditional straight environment and more of a gay venue, whether or not it's a gay weekend or it's an actual gay-themed club? Is there such a palpable difference for you when you're in those environments?
Yeah, there is a difference, definitely. I mean, I feel more at home when I perform in front of the gay and lesbian community. I think it's just because it feels like family.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I can be myself. I can, you know, I'd love to interact with the audience. And of course, if it's, you know, this is just a natural thing that I do, that if there's a cute, someone I find attractive, you know, I'm going to interact with them a little bit more in the audience.
Right.
And that's just a natural thing that happens to me, just because I like it. I feel like it's an intimate experience anyway. So being in a straight club, it's a little, you know, it's a little awkward. I mean, it's kind of fun because in a way, at times, you know, there are girls that kind of, you know, gawk at you a little bit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I can imagine.
No, but it's fun because it reminds me of like when I was younger, when I wasn't out, so, and I was still playing music. So in that sense, it's fun. But I definitely feel like it's more comfortable for me to be in the family environment because I can just be myself more, you know.
Every article written about you, every review, every article, I feel like every press you get is not just that they love your music and it's just amazing music and we've been playing your music, we love your music, but it's also coupled with the observation, everyone noticing that you, sir, are an amazing stage performer. Do you have that sense that you are fully complimented on your stage presence in a way that a lot of other artists aren't? That just everybody says you connect with the audience. What's that about for you?
You know what? That all comes from just I had really good teachers growing up, you know? I mean, my favorite artists were artists that were rock stars, that were basically performers, that, you know, when I grew up listening to music, I mean, that's what it was when you went to see a show. You didn't just see, you know, four guys just strapping guitars around them, you know, themselves behind a drum set and playing music. You saw a show, and it was like a spectacle that you went to go see. So for me, like, that was always what I loved, and I wanted to just give that back, you know. I mean, of course, not that like there's pyrotechnics and stuff when you go see me, but you know, it's like, you know, just for me, it was like, you know, someone like Joan Jett and someone like, you know, I loved the way Bon Jovi would strut his hands in.
Oh, absolutely!
Oh, that's so Jersey.
That was good. That was a good Jersey shout
that
out.
That was
Josh.
A good Jersey shout out.
It is, but you know, it's kind of like when you grow up with it, you can't help but being, you know, somewhat affected by it and inspired by it. So I think that's part of, like, just, you know, the artists that I grew up listening to, like Kiss, you know, I thought they were, like, you know, just wild and just beyond craziness and stuff, you know. And I mean, just those types of artists all mixed into one Josh Zuckerman artist, you get that, you know, you get a mixture of all those different types of artists that were like that, you know. It's kind of got me to who I am today, you know, and it's great to know that people like it, you know.
Absolutely.
That said, Josh, I could make some calls and see if I could arrange some sort of pyrotechnics for this Poconos weekend.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Oh, would that be natural ones? in the hot tub? No.
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about here in the family hour, Josh
family
Zuckerman. All right, we got to ask you about your music. Are we ready to talk about some of your music?
Oh, please, yes.
So this is the part where you get to tell us, and it's a little different when we have musical artists on. We ask our actors and comics and notable personalities. They all pick different songs that say things about them. But for our musical artists, we play your music, and you get to tell our listening audience what some of these songs that you, sir, wrote say about you, Josh Zuckerman. You ready?
Yes, basically you have to psychoanalyze yourself.
These are things you wrote. Don't worry about it. This is no stress. So how about the song that played you in, Small Percentile? What does that say about Josh Zuckerman?
Oh, just that, you know, that I feel like, it's basically about celebrating your, I feel like he's like, you have 30 seconds, go.
No pressure.
This is the point.
No pressure.
Right. Small Percentile is really about the uniqueness in each of us, and that is basically, for me, a personal experience, because for me, going out there in the dating world, I just felt that, you know, you try to fit in so many different ways, and sometimes you tend to lose yourself, and just it's really about celebrating your uniqueness, and to love yourself, you know, while I love myself while I can't find, you know, the person that you're looking for, you know, you realize that, you know, that it's okay, you know, you're unique. You're someone special, so to remember that.
Awesome.
Kind of like that.
Without this is good.
Cheesy, but that's pretty much what it's about.
I find that when we do this, Becca, they end up being personals ads, and I do believe that we've gotten some of our guest dates over this, so just putting that out there, Josh. All right, let's do another one. We're going to do two more with you. This is the song that...
Yeah,
way
to take the pressure off.
No, this is good.
Nice job.
Way at the end of the show, later on, the last song of our show tonight, later on is going to be The only way to you is through me. What does that say about Josh Zuckerman?
Oh, wow. Now you're pulling some, like, that's off my first CD.
Hey, yeah. We're all over the map here,
we're
buddy.
Old school, man.
I know. At that time, I was dating a gentleman who was from Germany, and it was towards the end of the demise of the relationship, unfortunately, and that song was written about that experience. You know, if I fall down, I'm going to get back on my feet again. Mm-hmm. And basically, that, you know, when things are going sour, a lot of times you tend to blame the other person when
right.
it's really more of a self-reflection thing of, like, the only way to you is really through yourself, through me. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're in relationships, it's like that mirror that goes right up and it's like, okay, look at yourself, because it's all about yourself at that moment, and you're, like, figuring out things that you have to fix in yourself.
There you
right.
go.
Something works.
All right.
That's very
good.
That was good. And charming.
This is a good thing. All right. Now, this
He's
is the last one
well.
I'm going to make you do. He's doing very well. I have all of the Josh Zuckerman albums, and now this is my favorite song of all of your songs. So, and it's the song that's going to play you out in just a few minutes. My favorite song, what does How Long Am I Supposed to Be Alone say about you? I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a crowd favorite. We play that at our shows. That's really what the song title talks about. It's just, how long am I supposed to be alone? It's basically about people out there who are single, and you know, you keep trying and trying, and it just it's not working, and it's kind of like, you know, you're back to the drawing board again. Those of us who've been in and out of relationships, you know, it's like I always find that, like, when you're out of a relationship, it's kind of like when you're in school, and then when you're in the relationship, it's like you're in the workforce. And when you're out of the relationship, you're back in school again. And then when you're in the relationship, you're in the workforce. You know, so it's kind of like back and forth, back and forth. Like,
this Valentine's Day card brought to you by Josh Zuckerman.
So it's like, but, you know, after a while, you're like, God, how long am I supposed to be? It's kind of like, you know, people can relate to, how long am I supposed to be out of work, you know, with this freaking economy, you know? It's kind of the same thing. It's like, how long am I supposed to be alone, you know?
Yeah. Right,
enough already. You know, I'm ready to go out there and put it to practice.
Though. Hey, remember yeah. when you compared being in love to the workforce? That was fun. That was fun. All right, Josh Zuckerman, where should our listeners go to learn more about you, sir?
My website, www.joshzuckerman.com. You can also find me on Facebook, of course, and friend me on Facebook, as well as my music videos. Thank God for YouTube. You know, you can go to youtube.com and type in my name, Josh Zuckerman, and you can see my latest video, I Thought You Loved Me, as well as my first single, Got Love, and all the other videos that I've created from my other CDs as well.
I like the cartoon one.
Ah, yeah, another reason. Thank you.
That's a really fun one. I feel like I'm a superhero, but I'm not in it.
I know. I loved when the creator made me so, like, bulky and so, you know.
That was awesome.
More muscle.
So, Josh, are you one of the musicians who, you just said, like, thank goodness for YouTube, and I'm wondering, you know, with Facebook and YouTube and all of that, how do you feel about when people, like, post one of your songs on a Facebook page? Like, do you
I
feel like
it,
they're
actually.
Stealing from you, or do you feel as though they're promoting you, or?
I actually find that they're promoting me more because Facebook is such a great networking tool, you know. I feel like it's really, like, I've actually sat there many nights, you know, actually typing to, you know, my friends on Facebook, just saying, you know, hey, if you can, you know, because a lot of people, basically, they want to help you out and all, and I'm like, well, here's how you can help out. It's like, if you can post my music video on your homepage and tell people to do the same, it's kind of like passing it on, pass the baton on, you know. And I actually think it's great, you know.
All right. Well, we hope that we did our part to pass on the music of Josh Zuckerman.
Because people can find you on our website.
Absolutely. Anything else coming up other than the Poconos that you want to let folks know about?
Well, you know, just another music video, and it's in the works for my third single, Fall in Love Again, which is a piano ballad, as well as just hopefully, you know, you guys will see me at some of the Pride festivals this summer, hoping to perform on the cruise lines this summer as well. So
awesome.
Hopefully I'll see you guys out there somewhere.
Sounds
yeah.
good. Josh
Score
Zuckerman, what
an
absolute treat to have you on the show. You're keeping New Jersey warm for us, correct?
Oh, yes.
And you guys are wonderful, too.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
Thank
it's
you.
An absolute treat to talk to you. We hope that you have just the most fantastic Valentine's Day there in the Poconos.
Yep, and I hope a snowplow comes to rescue you soon.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe, like, with a really hot driver.
No, apparently that's all happening in the Poconos in a hot tub with the pyrotechnics. But we'll talk about that after the 10 o'clock hour. Josh Zuckerman, thank you so much for calling in. Here's to you.
Thank you, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
To you as
you
well.
Too.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye-bye.
That's my life behind closed doors. Live and learn so I can cry some more. It's that pain running through my veins. It's a wonder I survived. I hear the radio on beside my bed, and it's playing that same sad song. My doctor told me to be taking these meds, but my gut is telling me it's wrong. I'm alone in bed, how my life is set. How am I supposed to live without you? That's right. There I hide upon that stage, playing music even at my age. It's that fame that calls my name, makes the loneliness feel alright. My friends have told me that it's just a phase, and it probably won't last long. It's been a year ago, one month and a day, so tell me, FaZe, when will you be done?
I am done.
I'm alone in bed, how my life is set. How am I supposed to live without you? Feels like I've been here, now this boy's gone bad. How long am I supposed to be alone? You set the stage of perfect memories, yet I'm still searching for the sunshine. Those sunny days are now far in between. Well, who cares who's wrong or who's right?
Lying on my bed, still thinking about those words you said. It's a lonely place and a lonely time, cause it's you I still got on my mind.
Well, I hear the radio on beside my bed, and it's playing that same damn song. My doctor told me to be taking these meds, but my gut is telling me it's wrong. I'm alone in bed, how my life is sad. How am I supposed to live without you? Feels like I've been here, now this boy's gone dead. How long am I supposed to be alone? I'm alone. I'm alone in bed, how my life is set. How am I supposed to live without you? Feels like I've been here, now this boy's gone bed. How long am I supposed to be alone?
One more time.
I'm alone in bed, how my life is set. How am I supposed to live without you? Feels like I've been here, now this boy's gone bad. How long am I supposed to...
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
How long am I supposed to be alone?
Isn't that so nice?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I have absolutely no idea.
There's a
I just
dance.
Got a Valentine's Day package, and this is going to be kind of lame and sad.
From your
from
mom.
From my mom.
How cute is that?
She sent me a package
we
with chocolate and a
her.
Card. And
Carolyn.
And a fake. No, that's my sister.
No.
That would be all sorts
Sandy.
Of wrong. My little sister giving birth
Sandy.
To me.
Sandy.
Well, yes, that would be my
love
mother.
Sandy.
Yep.
She sent me nothing.
She sent you nothing?
Nothing.
Man,
Sandy, really? Go over to the show, sogay.com. $9. Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day. Really appreciate it.
Wow.
Thanks a ton. Love it. There's a dance down in Northampton. I saw
I
that.
I hear
on some
rumors.
Website.
Yes.
You want to go? We should go.
Oh, I'm so much lamer than that.
Why?
I don't know.
And apparently there's some sort of 50s sock hop here at the American Legion.
All right. So how about Northampton this weekend? It'll be great.
Take what you can get. You can take what you can get, folks. Any other news stories? There was something about something.
And Nepal.
Something happened somewhere and
Nepal
it was gay.
Nepal is legalizing gay marriage in May. They're signing their new constitution, which means that they're actually trying to promote gay marriages on Mount Everest.
Wow.
For, you know, the outdoorsy type.
For the pass out in the middle of the ceremony type, that
would
up. Be fantastic.
I don't know anyone who has that problem.
Wow. All right. That's not what I'm ever going to do. Okay.
Yeah, but that's pretty impressive. And then Kansas.
What's going on in Kansas?
They're working on non-discrimination bill. It's advancing. It just passed out of committee by a 5-4 vote, which is pretty darn close. So send an email, send a letter, give a call, something like that. It's just adding sexual orientation and gender identity to their non-discrimination laws.
And then there was all this stuff about Perez Hilton.
Which you would think we would have nationwide.
We
For
don't.
Gosh sake, Nepal's beating us here.
We don't. Then there was all this stuff about Perez Hilton, but...
Yeah,
just,
we're not talking. You're just not going there.
I didn't have the heart.
I don't want to go there.
I didn't have the heart for Valentine's Day.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
We have huge plans.
Huge?
Huge plans for Valentine's Day. We got nothing.
We got nothing?
We got nothing.
How romantic.
Isn't it, though?
It's such a dumb holiday.
Well, you know, it's always been fun for me because Valentine's Day and my birthday are always in the same week. They are less than a week apart from each other.
Oh, wait a minute. When's your birthday?
So my 27th birthday What?
Wow. 27? So soon? You couldn't be 27.
I know. I look so youthful.
Gosh, he looks 18.
I feel 18. I don't. How old do you feel?
27.
Is that how old you feel?
Well, it is the couple of days after Broomball, so...
That's a whole nother story.
So my humility has returned because I was kind of feeling like Superwoman, and then I played this game called Broomball, and if you don't know what it is, look it up.
That's why I don't do it.
And,
There you go.
And then, well, what happened is I was so stiff from Broomball that I went to the gym, and I was like, well, I'll just walk on the treadmill, I'll feel better. But then I got overconfident with good music and started running.
That's not a good idea.
So, yeah, then Monday, useless. That useless. Is.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not
so
good.
Now I'm feeling much older than 27. How about you?
I feel 20. I think I feel 20.
2020, that's old, man.
I have perfect vision and I feel 20. I'm going to ponder this. I'm not sure how old I feel.
Oh, please. You know, for listeners
in
who don't know
ways,
you, he plays tennis. He goes to the gym, like,
day. No. In some ways, I feel like it's still bar mitzvah time. It depends.
There
well,
are
let
some
me tell
really
you,
cute bar mitzvah
say,
photos up there in Facebook land, too.
I love that picture.
I love your prom picture.
I'm a little thrown off right now just because I don't think I have a prom picture up there.
Oh, yes, you do.
Is it standing outside?
Yeah.
No, it's not a prom picture. That's
it's not?
That's another shout out to Mandy Filer.
That is
always
Mandy Filer. I was going to say, but...
My senior prom date, but no, that was from my junior year. I'm feeling, my age is feeling a little thrown off right now because I spent yesterday and the day before with my parents.
And oh, so
I feel
like
a little bit younger. And my mom bought me a sweater and a belt.
Aww.
I'm very happy with my Valentine's
Day
sweater.
She didn't send me
belt.
A Valentine's Day gift.
Mom,
what's up with that?
Give me $9 in Becca's name. All right.
Please do.
That's pretty much it for us, folks. Get out there. We hope that you have the... I don't know why we're so fixated on Valentine's Day. That's me. I just keep bringing
That's
it up for no reason.
That's just you.
I never really
Andrew, you better
it.
Get working because clearly Ken has expectations here.
None. Okay. Have a great Valentine's Day. Go support an LGBT student. Go apply for a scholarship at the Point Foundation. Go tell someone that you are against Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Please go buy Got Love by Josh Zuckerman and just generally support Josh Zuckerman. If you see him in the hot tub in the Poconos, say hi. Say, hey, we heard you on This Show Is So Gay. And we heard that there's pyrotechnics. Anyway, get out there, do all these amazing things, and above all else, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay.
Separate my heart when I'm with you, although it hurts me too much to think about what you said. It's inside of my head, although I know that it made you cry. And if I fall down, I'll get back on my knees. And if I leave town, I'll try to find my way back if you stick around. I promise I will.